HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Modi embarked on a three-day visit to the United States on Wednesday. He will meet President Joe Biden and also participate in the Quad Summit. Before leaving for the U.S., Modi said the visit is an opportunity to strengthen strategic partnership. In a statement, Modi also said that he will consolidate ties with two strategic partners, Japan and Australia. The UK on Wednesday released a revised travel advisory in which it listed Covishield as an approved COVID-19 vaccine. The vaccine is jointly developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University. It is manufactured by the Serum Institute of India. The decision comes a day after India warned of reciprocal action over the UK's new travel rules. The revised guidelines, however, say the UK still has issues with vaccination certificates. A town in Myanmar, which is close to the India border, is seeing mass exodus due to fighting. Buildings have been set ablaze as fighting between militia forces opposed to military rule and the army intensifies. About 10,000 people normally live in Tintalang in Chin State. But most have left to seek shelter in surrounding areas, including some in India, said media reports. Manchester City and Liverpool progressed in the Premier League after winning their respective matches. While the City defeated Wigan Wanderers, Liverpool beat Norwich City. Liverpool's Japanese forward Takumi Minamino was on target twice and Divock Origi also scored. However, Everton and Watford were knocked out by lower league opponents. Everton lost 8-7 in a penalty shootout at Queen's Park Rangers. Audi on Wednesday launched its most powerful electric vehicle in India. The starting price of e-tron GT is 1.79 crore, ex-showroom. The RS e-tron GT, meanwhile, is priced at 2.04 crore. Both the cars will come to India via the import route. The e-tron GT was first showcased to the world in February of this year. Audi now boasts of the widest range among luxury and non-luxury brands of EVs in India.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.